saying, we see his movement was not limited to one person, one community, one ethnicity, but rather it was a far-reaching message throughout the globe that even today, every inhabited continent has got the remembrance of Labbaik Ya Hussein on them. Every single continent. I can tell you of places where far and wide you would not have expected or imagined that there would be the remembrance of Hussein ibn Ali alayhi salam. And when you look at the lives of the Anbiya, when we look at the lives of all the Anbiya from Adam to Hatim alayhi salam, you find that every one of them had one common denominator. They had one common feature, and that was that they reminded everyone of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They brought everyone back towards the message of Allah. They reminded their respective people to the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When such movements take place, then obviously the illegitimate movements, the oppressive regimes, the dictatorial regimes will not remain silent, will not stay quiet. From the time of Adam, we have had to confront shayateen in different forms, in different eras, in different formations. But the message of the shayateen was the same. And that is why in every era, to confront the shayateen of the time, we had to become the Muhammad of the time. We had to become the Hussein of the time. We had to become the Ali of the time. We had to become the Hassan of the time. When Fir'aun stood up, Musa had to stand. When Namrud was there, Ibrahim had to also make his message known loud and clear. And one of the things, my sisters and my brothers, my youngsters, the more strong we become for the sake of Haq, for the sake of justice, and for the sake of truth, the more tools the shayateen, the shaitans, the demons will use against us. But there's a very beautiful thing we've learned in the history of Islam. Some of you, many of you, may have done the Hajj. You've done the Hajj or Umrah. There's a place called Muzdalifah. And in Muzdalifah, you are supposed to pick up some pebbles, some stones. And then you proceed on to a place called Mina. Mina is where there are three big shaitan, replicas of shaitan, reminders of the Satan. I'm telling you this for a very important reason. Inshallah, may Allah give us all an opportunity to go for Hajj Baytullah. And we pray, inshallah, that we can do the Hajj when the Hajj has been freed from Ali Saud. These are the killers and the butchers and the confessors of Ali Marwan and Ali Ziyadat. Anyways, you pick up the stones and you throw them. Why? These are the three places that Satan tried to misguide Nabi Allah Ibrahim, Nabi Allah Ismail, and Lady Hajra, to try and divert them away from Allah's message, Allah's order, and not to fight the oppressor of the time, the shayateen. You take these pebbles from Muzdalifah and you throw them in Mina. This is the only time, sisters and brothers, this is the only time we are allowed to be angry against the shayateen without any limitations. You take those pebbles and you throw them as hard as you can, as ferociously as you can. Allah Ta'ala gave us temper for a reason. He gave us anger for a reason. He gave us emotion for a reason. And that is to fight the shayateen and to fight the oppressors. Not for any other reason, not for in our community, not in our families, no. Use against the shayateen of the time. Now, why did I give you this? Muzdalifah was the place before the advent of Islam, before Rasulullah announced his prophethood, that the kuffar, the oppressors and the tyrants, they used to make their false gods. They used to make their false gods from the earth of Muzdalifah. When Islam came, Islam told us to take the pebbles from Muzdalifah and hit the shaitan in Mina. There's a deep psychological meaning and message in this. Yani, use the tools of shaitan. What shaitan used to do, use those tools against him. Take those tools and fight against shaitan. Today we have the internet. We've got all these social medias. We've got all these things around us that shaitan uses to bombard us with illegitimate thoughts, images. All of this is not by accident. It's not by chance. And so we must use the same tools against the shaitan. Best use these same tools for the sake of Ahlul Bayt, for the sake of Muhammad and Ali Muhammad, because that's what the message of Abu Abdullah was, that in every era, whenever you see a Fir'aun, you become the Moses. You see a Namrud, you become the Abraham. You see an Abu Lahab and Abu Jahl, you become the Mustafa of that era.